So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good afternoon, everybody. It's Dan. Slight delay there because I was trying to sort out my camera, which was a little bit off to one side. Anyway, welcome. Hope you're well. A little bit later than normal. Absolutely rammed these last couple of days with clients and coaching calls and obviously CrossFit. You've seen the videos that went out this morning. That's quite cool. Quite happy about all that. Anyway, let's talk about this. I wrote an article today about whether you should have a second website or not for your business and whether it should be keyword optimized and all of that kind of thing. And we kind of got some questions through about it, and I just wanted to expand on some of that and also a little bit about our experience of what happened to us when we had second, third, fourth, fifth websites effectively. It actually worked really well for us. So we'll talk about the pros, we'll talk about the cons, and then we'll talk about, you know, whether it's going to be useful to you or not as well. So obviously the first pro is, does it work? Like, if you buy a second website, like, it depends what your first website is, obviously. And many people get the first website wrong anyway. So often the second or third or fourth website is usually a better website than their initial one. Ends up actually getting more website rankings, more visitors and more content anyway. And one of the reasons for that, I think, is that sometimes the mistakes that people make when they're doing their first website, they call it, I've got some diesel aftershave on my desk here. So let's call it Diesel Property Solutions, right? That's usually the name of a first kind of domain name or website. Diesel Property Solutions. It doesn't mean anything. Like, first of all, diesel's got nothing to do with property. Property Solutions could be anything. You might be a solicitor. You might be a plumber. You might put carpets in. Like, who on earth knows, right? You might buy. You might flip. You might do rent to rent. You might do buy to let. Like, serviced accommodation. Diesel Property Solutions. So what happens is that invariably that website might have some content on it, but it doesn't really rank very well. And so a better way is, let's say you're a carpet fitter in Leeds, is to buy a website called Carpet Fitters in Leeds. Now, there's some talk around, well, actually, Dan, buying the keyword optimized domain name, that doesn't count in 2022. And you know what? That is absolute bullcrap, I would suggest, in the nicest possible way. We know because we've tested it, and we're still buying websites now, and we buy them with keywords in the domain name. All things being equal, why would that not help? So of course it would help. So if you've got carpet fitters in Leeds and you've got a website that talks about being a carpet fitter in Leeds, do you think that's going to get higher rankings than Diesel Property Solutions? Of course it will. Absolutely. Of course it will. So yes, you can rank a second, third, fourth website. And one of the beauties of that, moving on to number two here, one of the beauties here is that what actually ends up happening is you start to outrank your competitors. And this is what happened to us. So going back maybe 12 years, before we sold the business, we owned a lettings agency based in Leeds. And we had offices in Southampton and Sheffield and Manchester. And it did pretty well, right? You know, we doubled revenues every year for like 5 years straight. And then the recession came in 2008, kind of knocked us out. And they were tough times. Anyway, we ended up selling that in 2000 and maybe 10. I'm going to say 2010 because I can't remember. But one of the things that we did was on short-term lets, for example. We owned maybe five or six different websites plus our own website. And then we'd have things like Gumtree and Viva Street or whatever were the classified advertising websites. And we'd upload adverts to those as well. So what would happen is that we'd have like the first top six pages, sometimes not completely the top six. But then beneath that would be Gumtree, short-term let's leads. Then it would be Viva Street, short-term let leads. Then it would be ukclassifieds.co.uk, whatever the website happened to be. And so what you would find is, you know, sometimes Gumtree might be number one, for example, and then it would be us, or sometimes Gumtree would be number three. And we owned pretty much the front page of Google for all our keywords that we were hoping to rank for. And of course, back then in those days, Facebook didn't exist. Instagram, YouTube kind of existed. Google existed, but then it was Google and Yahoo and MSN. Do you remember that? And what was the other one? Was Netscape that we used to use? So it was all about keyword optimization, really, more than anything. So what would happen is we would get all our websites above all our competitors, and eventually they would shove them off that page and onto page two. Now, some people say that it's page one or bust, right? If you don't get onto page one, then no one's clicking on it. And Whilst that might be true to some extent, I also believe that you should have websites ranking on page 2, 3, and 4 on Google. Because I do go for, maybe I'm just odd. Let's just agree that is a thing. Maybe I'm just odd and that I go to page 10 on Google to see what else is coming up when I'm searching for things, which is something that I do. And I guess other people do that as well. But generally, you can get on the first page of Google, then that's going to work in your favour. So the next bit then, the third reason why it was a good thing for us to do and possibly a good thing for you to do as well is that that would actually then generate authority. I remember talking to a guy and we stood outside. It's now the Channel 4 headquarters in Leeds. I don't know if it's headquarters. The Channel 4 building in Leeds. But it used to be a nightclub called Majestic all those years ago in Leeds City Centre just outside the Queen's Hotel. And I was talking to an investor there and I met up with him and he said, you know what, in the end, guys, I had to use you because you were everywhere on the internet. And literally, as he said that, one of our little bright orange cars drove past and went, oh, look, there we are. And like, as though it was written. I remember it because it was just so coincidental. But he was right. Everywhere he went, there we were. You would go on Gumtree and whatever else, UKClassifieds.com, whatever else were the advertising platforms back in those days. We were everywhere. We were in the Yorkshire Post. We were writing articles in the Yorkshire Post. We were all over the internet. We did really, really well. So what happens with that is that then you become the go-to guy. Like, your level of authority increases because everywhere that people go, there's your shiny bonds. So that helped us close more business because we were just everywhere. You couldn't go anywhere online without finding my lettings agency business. And so it worked really, really well. So the next one then is redundancy. So, you know, on our, going back 12 years ago now, on the short-term Let's website, if our other website went down, you know, that's the end of leads coming in. If you've got a website down for a couple of weeks, gosh. And in those days, it's like the wild, wild west for hosting. If you use us for hosting, by the way, we're really good. And our hosts are incredibly good. We use SiteGround. Super fast, incredibly good, incredibly responsive. That's why we use them. That's why we use them with our clients. You get a discount for using, for getting your hosting for us, and you have to get it for us, not through them. But that's why we use them. They're very, very good. But going back 12 years ago, we'd have a site down for like 3 weeks. No one told me. I didn't even know. But leads were still coming through. And it's like, well, how are leads still coming through? It's because we've got another 6 websites all generating inquiries for short-term lets. And when you've got that coming through, that does make a big difference. Absolutely makes a big difference. So in terms of redundancy, having a second website, a third website, a fourth website, and also then, especially now, because we're e-commerceified, one of our other products, which I'm not going to talk too much about, has multiple websites. So you can buy it from our main website, or actually, if our main website is down for any reason, and it was down a couple of days ago for some, an update didn't take properly on one of the plugins and it was down. And so it was down for like a couple of hours. In fact, it happens, right? Before we could go in and fix it. And we were trying to close a little bit of business. And all I did was say, I give them a different website, which they could then purchase through. It's kind of the same website, but it looks slightly different. Talks about the same stuff, but it's very keyword optimized. And so we still took that order, which was really nice. Even though our main website was down, it allowed us, because of the redundancy that's built into having multiple websites, it allowed us to actually take that order. So that's all the pros that I could think of anyway for the article. Cons-wise, why would you not do it? So there's a couple of reasons. There's 3 that I've got. I don't know if you can think of any more, but one of them obviously is expense, cost. Having a second, third, fourth, fifth website, you know, £400 a website, you've got 5 websites, that's £2,000. So that's a lot of money to be spending out on websites. Then you've got to maintain it, then you've got to pay for hosting, then you've got to pay for domain name renewals. So it can actually be quite expensive. But the way that we kind of handle this is, if it's only £400 a month, that's what, about £35 a month, something like that, give or take, £32.50. It's not really that much. And so if that second, third or fourth website can actually cover its costs, at least we get all of the benefits that we mentioned earlier, such as getting it to rank, outranking new competitors, authority, redundancy, looking like a specialist, which I've not talked about, actually. I missed that one. I'll come back to that in a second. But that enables us to cover those costs. And so when we say, how useful is it to be able to do that? It's very, very useful. That said, if you're right at the start of your journey and you're right at the start of your business journey and you've got one website and you're not really doing that much on income, now is not the right time to be getting a second website. Generate your income. Like, get the thing proven. Make sure that you know that you can generate repeatable and scalable income before you start buying all this extra stuff. Cars and water coolers and hat stands and photocopiers and extra websites and Facebook ads and social media content. Like, if you're right at the very start, you should be doing all this yourself. Let's face it, what else are you doing? If you're right at the start of it and you're not generating money, you should be posting yourself. You should be creating your own website. You should be maybe spending a tiny amount. I mean, I wouldn't even recommend that if you first started out. You want to get proof of concept through organic content, first of all. But you want to keep those costs as low as you can. You know, maybe it's because I'm a tight northern, and I think that probably does help. But there you go. The cost thing is certainly there. And if you're right at the start of that journey, you want to protect that money going out at all costs. Next one, then, is a weird one, because you're kind of outranking yourself. So you might end up on you know, page one, number three. You create this second website, and that goes to number two on the same page. And so you're now... it's pushing you down to number four, and you've got this other website number two. Now, I actually don't mind that. I don't think that's too much of an issue. In fact, I'm up for that. You know, for some people, it's a negative thing because their main website. But what I said on mine is that I actually end up doing quite a lot of different things anyway on my website. And so when we get another website that ranks above that for the very specific keyword, the very specific product that we sell, then that's a really good thing. We call that specialism, by the way, and I actually missed it on number five on the pro, so sorry about that. But it makes you look like a specialist if you've got this one website that just talks about this one product, gives you hints and tips on how to use it, and, you know, keeps up with producing content that helps it rank and so on. That really helps. The downside, of course, is that you might end up outranking yourself. But you know what? If I could develop 9 other websites that would outrank my own website, push me off page one, I'm up for that. I think that's a really good thing. And I actually wouldn't put that in cons. I think that's a good thing. Some people, they get very, very specific and very personal on their websites, and their website has to be number one on everything, which is a bit weird. And they choose this name, and the name has to be everywhere, even though the name doesn't mean anything other than to the owner, which is, again, a bit weird. A bit too much control there. You need to let go if that's you. Just let go. It's fine. Have faith. Anyway, third one then on the cons is time and cost. And we talked about cost a little bit, of course. But if you're spending money ranking this second website, what's happening to your main website? That's the question. And not only are you spending money, but you might be also spending time trying to rank that second, third, fourth website, when actually you should be trying to rank your first website. And you rank websites by great content, lots of content, backlinks. Pretty much that's it. And then there's a number four, which is, we call it social signals. Google wants to see that you're getting traffic from Facebook and driving clicks from social media back to your website. So if you're spending that time on website number two, three, and four, that's time that you're not spending on your main website. And so there, my friends, are the pros and cons. And so we did put a little conclusion in here. And the conclusion is, should you do it? What do you think? Yes. Is the answer, but comes with a caveat. If you're right at the start of your journey, if you're struggling to make ends meet, if you've not got enough money to put into doing it properly, then you need to just hold off a little bit and go back to focusing on your main website, doing all the things we've talked about, from keyword, writing articles, creating videos, sending traffic back to it. That's really what you need to focus on first of all. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful. Short and sweet today, because I need to go to the shops. And we'll catch up with you on the next one. Have a wicked day, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.